Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and I'm delighted to welcome Mary Carmody back to the show. Mary Carmody, nutrition.ie. I can't believe it, Mary. You told me that the last time I spoke to you, I was pregnant.
I know, because when you got in touch with me, I was like, oh my God, her little baby must be much bigger now. And you were saying this. Actually, three.
She's
oh
three.
My God, the time.
Oh, where's the time gone? I know. So I do apologise, Mary. We'll have you on more often than that. Not just every 3 years. So listen, today I want to talk to you about a post that I saw you had up, and it's all about migraines and how food can also affect getting migraines. There are certain foods that are probably best avoided if you do suffer. So what kinds of things can cause the migraine?
So there's lots of different food culprits here. Alcohol might affect some people, red wine, beer, and aged cheeses, they can trigger migraines as well. Caffeine. Now, caffeine is a funny one because caffeine can also help a migraine.
Yeah.
Some people find if they have a little migraine, they could take a coffee and it would help, you know, clear the migraine. So
yeah,
that's good.
I've heard about the can of Coke. Some people like to have a can of Coke when they have a migraine. Very bad for you, though.
Yeah. I try and find an alternative, actually, to the can of Coke. But yes, a can of Coke, I've heard that as well. But definitely chocolate is another one that can affect people. Or fermented foods, pickled or marinated, any of those kind of foods. Ham, for example, there's nitrates in cold ham and meats like that. So the nitrates can affect it. Sometimes nuts or pizzas even, you know, maybe the cheese and pizzas for pizzas. So it can really be different foods that might have just a little flavouring or an additive or something added to it.
Okay.
Other things then that you could say would be salt, too much salt. So I'd say to reduce the salt in your food where you can. You know, high levels of sodium again can raise your blood pressure and that can result in a headache or a migraine. And of course, the artificial sweeteners, they seem to be in so many foods and drinks and everything. And you have to really read the label. They're really linked as well to migraines.
Yeah. Are you almost better then, Mary, to have an actual sugar than having an artificial sweetener?
Yes, you are. I was actually in the shop the other day and I picked up baked beans because my kids would love to have baked beans as a kind of a snack when they come in from school, maybe once a week or something. And it was the sugar-free baked beans. So I picked them up to look at the tiny little label with the small writing and I realized that the sugar-free was adding in sucralose, which was an artificial sweetener. Now, afterwards, my daughter said they taste terrible anyhow, Mom, but she knew that because I never buy them.
Yeah.
But it would be so easy on a busy day to run in and pick up the beans and run out the door. But this day I just said, no, I'm going to look at both of them. So yeah, you're better off to go for the natural, the brown sugar. I'd say that to people if they're reducing it in their coffee, go for brown sugar, go for xylitol, X-Y-L-I-T-O-L, xylitol or stevia. They're all much more natural, you know, sugars to
go for.
But definitely, yeah, yeah.
I've heard
definitely
of the stevia, all right. But say if you're like me, Mary, and you're an absolute chocoholic, but you do get migraine as well, is there a particular type that might, you know, be better than other types?
That's where I end up doing a lot of food intolerances, because if someone does a food intolerance test, 45% of people will have a food intolerance at some stage of their lives. You will find out then if that's a problem. I discovered a long time ago that so many people were chocoholics. When I go into companies or talk to people, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. I'm sure I love it myself as well. But what I say is, you know, you need to look at something else there, Trina. Blood sugar balancing. Are you eating little and often? Are you eating enough of protein to fill you up? That can also be something that people don't have enough of, is protein. And my way of explaining that to you is, if you had your dinner and you had your dessert and I came along 20 minutes later or half an hour later and said to you, would you like some chocolate? You know that feeling that you have that you're totally full and that you go, oh, I'd love it, but you know, I'm actually full.
Uh-huh.
I would get that feeling when I'm out if my blood sugar is balanced. So that is the key. So maybe when you have a little bit of chocolate, have some nuts so that you're not looking for it later on. So no skipping meals and prioritising your food and your health. And that's what you've got to do, really, you know.
Mary, you're back doing consultations then.
Yeah, I was back quick enough, actually, in that I suppose for a couple of weeks I was just supporting people with, I set up the YouTube channel and I was doing lots of articles for the papers and, you know, UCC and all the different, Mary Dyke Arena, we're doing a lot of work to get Cork healthy again. So now it's all Zoom or WhatsApp video or Skype, and mainly most of my business is online food intolerance testing. I'm posting out and people are sending back the test. When the test results are back, then we arrange an online consultation. So more, it's more or less online most of the time now. Yeah. And yeah, it's all great and I'm loving it. And I'm finding that people are really after getting into their health and really after getting into their nutrition and empowering themselves by eating well and minding themselves.
Well, Mary, the website is marycarmodynutrition.ie. And we can contact you there if we want to get in touch. Maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe, you know, you think you might be intolerant to some foods. Whatever the problem might be, Mary will sort you out. So marycarmodynutrition.ie. Mary, we'll talk to you very soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.